You had five brothers and sisters?
I had, yeah, four sisters and two brothers.
That was the oldest. Seven of you. Mm-hmm. You. They must have been quite busy just getting food in and preserving it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What would an average day of a housewife with seven children have been?
Daylight to dark. Maybe after that, too.
Well, your family was about like...
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it, Logan?
Mm-hmm. Our family was really upset. Screwed around. My dad and I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. We'd have our breakfast. Then my youngest brother and sister, they'd get up to go to school. And then a little bit later, my other sister, she'd get up because she went to work on the Heights. Then Fred, he started working. Jack, he was working, so that for about the first 5 hours, somebody was getting breakfast. And then there'd be nobody there for lunch, except Mom. She'd be rattling around there by herself.
Yeah.
Then we'd start coming home about 3 o'clock. Everybody's starving, you see. Couldn't wait for supper. So it was a regular short order thing. And you never came past the store at Ellesmere without phoning home.
See if
she was out of something.
Yeah.
And then usually she was.
Oh, so yeah. You had a telephone at your place?
Then, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, after... No, when I started work, I didn't have one, because I used to go out the phone.
I think it was about 28, 29 when the phones come down there.
Yeah. And in those days, I would no more touch the telephone than fly. I was scared silly of them. I'd get the number, somebody would say hello, and my throat would just close up and I couldn't say anything. Or if I did, I made so much noise I couldn't hear what they said.
When did you finish school, Mr. Wright?
32, I guess.
32. Mm. What were the prospects for a young school graduate in
1932? Lousy. I got on the Beach Electric because Dad was already there.
And that was later, right?
Oh yeah, I was 37.
So what did you do in the meantime?
Well, farming for the start, and then this little construction business, and then went gold mining.
Tell us a bit about the gold mining. Was that common for people to rush off looking for gold?
Well, there was a lot, yeah, because the government was grubstaking in those days.
I noticed in the paper they were talking about the class for prospect as they were running somewhere in Burnaby, trying to talk young men into going off and
That's right.
search for gold.
Well, the first year we went over there, I went over with my cousin.
Where was it you went?
Alberni. About 10 miles east of Alberni. And just before that, I think it was in, just before we went over there, they had these big unemployment riots downtown, you know, when they staked out the post office and stayed in there, and they wrecked all the windows and Spencer's, and oh boy. So the provincial police were around the docks like fleas. So my cousin and I come walking down there with our packs in our back and our rifles in our hands. Well, the policemen just come out of the blue, you know, where are you guys going? If we hadn't had miner's license and our tickets and stuff, I guess things would have gone pretty rough for us. Because they weren't gentle policemen, not like they are today.
Mm-hmm. Were the police much in evidence in those days around Burnaby? Or just in...
Oh, no.
No.
They had the municipal police. I think it was about four or five of them, one day.
Yeah, one of them lived in one of the three or four houses that were in our block. His name was Charlie Waddell.
Oh, yeah.
And he was one of the original Burnaby policemen.
Yeah. I can remember one of them when they bought a new four-cylinder Indian motorcycle for him. And he's lying flat in his back in
the Harley Davidson?
I think this was an Indian.
Indian, yeah.
Big red one. Yeah.
Did they use horses before that? Or?
Yes, they did at one time. Mm-hmm. Years ago they used horses.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got to the motorized stage before I became conscious of police. There's where we were in the bank around. That's a poor picture because it light leaked into the old camera we had. And it makes it quite a glare.
Well, how successful was your prospecting enterprise?
Yeah, it's a prospecting enterprise. It wasn't anything, but at least it got rid of us for a while.
We had a good time.
Oh, we didn't cost us anything. After all, we put in a summer and it doesn't cost you anything. Well,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, we went over there and we got enough gold to pay our fare and what grub we bought, which wasn't a heck of a lot.
So then you came back and you tried contracting out tractor work?
Yeah. Clearing land, plowing gardens, and stuff like that.
Was there much of a demand?
Oh, heavens yes. Yeah. Nobody dig a garden after they saw that little tractor plow it. No way.
So what kind of area were your customers?
Oh, same area we lived in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a group called the Army for the Common Good? We started gardens and things for the fun employees.
Or in Burnaby?
Yeah, I think there was one down near Burnaby Lake and another on Burnaby on Boundary Road.
Never heard of that. The only thing in that respect I heard of was it the CCF that started the cannery and sort of a co-op?
No, that's them.
They had their own trade name.
Yes, what is it? That's the same group.
Is it?
It was a cooperative group.
Oh.
Common Good Society, amazing.
Yeah, but they had...
Plenty for all.
That's all. Yeah, they had a whole line of groceries and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, canned stuff. Yeah, plenty for all.
Well, the area down where you live must have looked sort of as if it was plenty for all and all the fruit and stuff was ripe. Did you get many single men or transients coming through looking for food or work? Or?
Nobody came through our place.
Well, we did. Hardly a day went by that there wasn't someone at the door saying, could I chop some wood for a meal?
Yeah.
Nobody came through our
place. We used to get quite a few. We weren't too far from the Great Northern Railway track up Viper there. We used to get quite a few.
They come off the train?
They walk on the tracks, and there was a little station down there, you know, just out of the rain sort of deal. And I guess they'd sleep in there overnight, shelter, and then they'd come up looking for handouts and that.
I guess that's where ours came from. They came from the CPR, I guess. We weren't too far from the CPR
up
line.
Tracks,
Well, that's a lot of young fellows used to do.
Oh,
that's
yes, sure.
And that. They'd hop
ride the rods.
And come
they'd
on.
Get off before they got into town.
Get off in Burnaby.
Right, coming up NDOT was quite a drag up from Westminster up to Caribou Road. That's quite a grade, and the train would go in slow, they'd jump off, you see, and then walk into Vancouver.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out the other day where that NDOT stockyard was.
It's right there at Caribou, or right on the bend, right where that creek was. What do they call
it?
Mill Creek?
Yeah, it was underneath that bluff, wasn't it, where the road would come around the bluff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're building a big housing development there now or something.
It ought to grow good.
Yeah.
What was it, stockyard?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, stockyard. They used to bring cattle from the prairie and fatten them up and then slaughter them.
Well, they had everything there. Sheep and pigs and you name it. I don't know how they got out of there. Because they must have been
I think they went broke.
Oh.
Yeah.